Haywire. Regional youth telling it like it is.
Hannah Morris, Newborough, Victoria.
You would assume that after 16 years of living with myself, I would know my place. But the truth is, I don't have a clue where I belong. Every day, I wake up in the morning to look at myself in the mirror and realise that I look nothing like what I am. My mother is white Australian and my father is Aboriginal, making me part Aboriginal, although you would never pick it. I've never been able to decipher who I truly am or how I should act, what I should say and how I should say it, especially in the presence of particular people in my family. Because most people have no idea that I'm part Aboriginal, I've grown up hearing about many different stereotypes that some Australians believe about all Aboriginals. They're all unemployed, drug-addicted criminals, and all they want is compensation. I try not to judge my peers for voicing their opinions, even though it's usually what their parents have told them. No matter how wrong they are, and no matter how much they may not realise, hearing these things can hurt. I can't help but question that people can form such harsh opinions about people without even knowing them. Knowing their culture, their traditions, their history, and these judgmental people don't even try to understand why they might be that way. But racism for me has occurred from both sides of my heritage. Because I'm so fair, I've never been recognised as part of the Aboriginal community, and attempts I've made to become part of this community have never been very successful. Even relatives of mine decided that because I didn't look Aboriginal, I wasn't. According to them, I was a gubba, or white person. So if I'm part Aboriginal and I'm just as proud to be as the next person, why do I feel like I'm on the outside looking in? I feel like I have been rejected by the very part of myself that I'm most proud of. I could never simply ignore my culture and family, not even if I wanted to. This is an issue I've dealt with virtually every day of my life and it will most likely continue to be an issue for me for the rest of my life. The only thing I can do is realise who I am, and that is, in the simplest form, part Aboriginal and part white Australian. And although I cannot just hyphen my heritage and say that everything is now resolved, because it will never be that simple, I'm proud to be a bridge for both races. I know that I have the gift to create awareness of racism for both Aboriginals and all Australians, and I'm happy to know that I can help break the barrier of racial stereotypes.
Haywire.